Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tad Millman with the Action Network. Action Network is the app that makes you a better with real-time spreads, decades of data and analysis, the ability to track every play that you make, share your wins with your friends, stay up to speed on the sports information that impacts you. Download the free app, actionnetwork.com/app. Chad, what's up, man? How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
We are good, man. Let's go back to last week and that Cowboys-Titans game as we walked through kind of what we were seeing with that number. And it got up to 7, came back down, and then sure enough, the Titans were able to cover and win outright.
Yeah, well, I can't remember if we talked about it, but I certainly liked the Titans in that game. I know I bet the Titans game. And so, yeah, I kind of love Mike Vrabel. And I know he's had, like, these moments where he's, you know, tried to chastise the media for certain things. And so I don't know how that's playing locally or what you guys think of him as a, you know, personality. But I just feel like he plays to win. And, like, he's not interested in ties. And we might have talked about this, too. Like, I think that defense is good. I don't think that necessarily it shows up statistically that it sort of makes plays at the right time. But I don't think they're a team that loses games to teams that they are as good as. And so their challenge is going to be, how do they become a better team and compete with teams like the Patriots? And that's what makes this game this weekend so interesting.
Yeah, and it's funny. We were talking about this game yesterday. So it opened at 7. It was down to 6.5, but more than 80% of the money was going toward New England, yet the line moved down, which is that reverse line theory that we talked with you about.
Yeah.
So now, looking at it, actionnetwork.com, I'm looking at it right now, back up to 7. 15% of the bets have gone toward Tennessee, but 20% of the money has gone toward Tennessee. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that the wise guys have been coming in on Tennessee, but the books have just been getting so much more money on the Patriots at this point that they had to move the number back up to 7, and that they're going to be comfortable with the wise guys coming in and hitting that 7. And until they get to a point where, you know, the reason why sometimes there's discrepancies between money and tickets is because the public comes in and bets $10 and the wise guys come in and bet $10,000. And so if they get enough big bets that it evens out, starts to even out the money a little bit more, they'll probably move the line because they're getting pounded by the wise guys. But my feeling is that, you know, these Patriots are a covering juggernaut. And they beat up the Chiefs. They beat up the Packers. They do these things in prime time. And people remember that. And they bet what they remember. And it doesn't matter, the Titans beat the Cowboys in, you know, in a Monday night game, because the Cowboys, nobody thinks are very good.
Chad, I got a general betting question. I've been reading articles about how Vegas has gotten killed the last 3 weeks, historic beatings. Do the odds makers change lines because of that? Do they just go about their business? What's the general thought on getting back and recovering some of that? Or is it just kind of sports betting and there's just ebbs and flows?
Well, you don't change your ratings dramatically. Like, it takes 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes even 4 weeks, for bookmakers to really think, okay, I'm wrong on this team. I've got to reimagine what I want to do and how I want to rate this team. And when you change individual ratings, it has an impact on a point spread. But so I don't think what's happened the last couple of weeks will have an impact on that. You just haven't seen the downstream effect. But I do think you'll see inflated lines this week. So favorites who might have been, you know, 7 might be 8. And you actually are seeing a lot of games this week where the spreads are 6 points or higher. They're playing the public. They know that the public is flush with cash. They know they've been cashing on favorites. And so the bookmakers are going to say, let's make the favorites cost more to bet on. So if you're an underdog bettor,
gotcha,
you're getting significant value.
Gotcha. After our Titans beat up on the Cowboys, they're getting six at Philly. How do you feel about that game? And they're getting 90% of the money.
Yeah, Philly, 90% of the money going toward the Eagles.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I kind of like the Eagles in this game. I don't love it. I'm probably not going to bet it. But I do have to choose every game. And so just in like a pigskin pick'em contest, I'm in. And I chose the Eagles in this game. I like the fact that Carson Wentz has been playing better and better. I like the fact they're coming off a bye. I like the fact they have Golden Tate, who's been able to work himself into the offense. I just think the Cowboys are a bad team, and they don't have sort of the punch. Sean Lee might not be playing because of that hammy. I haven't seen the latest reports. That makes their defense a little bit worse. So I would go with the Eagles at home.
What do you think about Tennessee and Kentucky?
I think that Kentucky is, it's going to be hard for them, right? Tennessee's had a couple of good games this year, and they surprised people. And I think it's hard for Kentucky after what they've been through, the highs that they've been through, knowing that sort of what they were trending towards is now out of reach. It's going to be hard for them to sort of get up for a game like that at the end of this year. I'm checking right now. I don't know what you guys have in front of you. I'm looking in our app to see what the latest line is.
Kentucky by
in that game.
Kentucky by five now. It got Kentucky up to six. Five. It's down to five.
Yeah. Boy. It's kind of a dead number. I'm seeing actually 4.5. So that tells me I'm seeing 4.5, and I'm seeing money and betting tickets on the Wildcats. And my line is moving in the opposite direction. So that tells me that some wise guy money probably has come in on Tennessee, which doesn't surprise me. Like, at 5, it's a dead number, right? Not a lot of games land on 5. So I'm not surprised that sort of some money's coming in on Tennessee as a home dog.
Is there any game nationally that really stands out to you this week?
Well, I'm really interested in the Jaguars-Colts game. Obviously, that has some interest to folks who, you know, follow the AFC South. But I think the Jaguars are the right side in that game. I think that's a case where bookmakers, I think, have way over-adjusted because the Jaguars had some bad games, Chiefs, Cowboys, et cetera. And this game played a couple weeks ago, and it's probably Jags -1, -2, and now it's Jags +3. Their defense is still the best passing defense in the NFL. That's unequivocal. Like, that is unquestioned. Statistically, they are the best defense in the NFL, best passing defense. So if Leonard Fournette is back, or if Carlos Hyde is built into the system, and we have a team that can run the ball 40 times and turn the Colts into a one-dimensional team because they're stopping Andrew Luck, I like the Jaguars' chance to get themselves healthy and cover that game.
ActionNetwork.com. I love it, Chad. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, Chad Millman. So, Wise got money in on Tennessee. Interesting. That dead spot 5-point spread.
Hey, I'm all over the Vols this week, guys.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Vols fans are cringing all over the Mid-South.
Oh, yeah? Talk to my...
Okay.
Okay. Check my account.
Check my account.
I don't want to jinx myself, but you things have been going the right way lately. Okay.
Check my
account. Mickey?
Dude.
Check my account.
I was going to say, ask somebody that reminded me of.
Check my account. How do we not have that t-shirt already made?
That rhymed with cookie. Check. Ask my cookie how he feels about my last few weeks, but, no, I told you, man. I was not as confident in the Vols a few weeks back, and I wouldn't have spouted off. I was extremely confident last week about the Titans, and I'm debating on whether it's the +5 or the money line here for the Vols yet. But,
oh, you might go money line,
dude. Here's my reason. Do we have a little second? Are we gonna chat about it?
No, we gotta go to Babs, but we can do it next hour.
I'll tell you how I feel after next hour. All right.